Pew, pew, pew.
And happy Halloween. Woo. Now, the creativity was popping over the weekend, so we're going to look at some of the best celebrity costumes.
Ooh. Leonardo DiCaprio and his girlfriend show some Titanic PDA, and it's not what you think, honey.
Oh, honey, and joining the party is our lovely, beautiful, my good Judy entertainment reporter, Miss Melissa Knowles.
Oh, such a warm welcome. Thank you. I am so happy to be back here with y'all. Okay, Tanner, what do you have first, Jerry?
All right, thank you very much, Melissa. Okay, first up in the costume department is Kourtney Kardashian, y'all. Okay. She dressed as her sister Kim from the 2013 Met Gala, you know, when she was pregnant with North and she was wearing your grandmother's couch. You remember that?
She fully pregnant.
Kourtney dropped pics of her look and simply said, Freaky Friday. And it seems like Kim, there she is right there. It seems like Kim was cool with it because she shared Kourt's pics on her IG story with clapping emojis.
Are those clapping emojis or are they like, better have my money? I mean, we don't know.
Because they're not getting along, huh? Aren't they?
They haven't been.
Going back and forth, but I mean, you know, Kourtney ate her up. Now, you know what would have really been like a little razzle dazzle?
What?
If she would have got Travis to come in dressed like Kanye, but minus the blackface, you know.
No blackface. Hey,
dude, he could maybe do like the ski mask thing that Kanye does sometimes. Right, that probably would have been less problematic.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the big boxy suit.
Oh, oh yeah.
That would have been dope.
Yo, man, it took 10 years for her to get as pregnant as Kim was. But, you know, we're here for it.
Oh, up next we have Paris Hilton. She paid tribute to her old friend Britney Spears by copying Brit's flight attendant outfit from her video Toxic. And she said, I can't support icons. Queen Britney Spears. And she even lip-synced Britney's song, Give Me More. Look at this.
Oh, she looks amazing.
She really does, though.
Okay. We are two for two with the people eating up the people who did the original look because, she's slaying.
And the timing of it, though, I mean, Paris Hilton knows how to time it. With Britney's book coming out, come on, this was not accidental.
Yeah. I love it. I've always love Toxic. That's like my favorite Britney Spears song. I still remember when I
heard
it. I always love that song.
Me too.
Plus, too, there's like so many Britneys that she could have been. Yes. Like most recently, Knife Britney. Like I would have enjoyed that.
Well, if she would have been that, I would have.
Yeah, yes. I would have enjoyed denim on denim, Britney.
Not denim on denim.
Britney in the red jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. I could do this for a long time.
Last but not least, honey, is Sweetie, honey. Now, she gave us her version of Johnny Depp's character, Edward Scissorhands, honey. Here's Miss Sweetie, honey.
She's in full character.
Oh, she looks amazing, honey. Oh, and while she was showing off her scissor hands, y'all, baby, she captioned her post, come wipe it, with a kiss emoji.
People are always talking about how her nails are so long. They're like, how does she wipe her ass? You know what I'm saying? She's telling y'all, come wipe it for me.
That's gross, and I don't know if that's right. But, yo, she killed the look, though.
Right?
It was giving a mixture of Edward scissor hands with a little bit of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, Dr. Frankenfurter. Yeah. I see you.
I don't know if she did a mashup on the look, but
little Tim Curry action.
But, you know, Barry White, the singer, his wife had long nails, too, like that.
Oh, really?
It's Glodia, honey. She had no... My mama often wondered how they wipe their butts with it, but...
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know why she's always getting dragged for that, but, like, I think this was dope.
Probably because she has people who do things for her. Perhaps wiping is one of them.
Oh, no, like a wiping person?
Would y'all consider...
ain't tricking if you got it. If she has it, then get that person.
You don't want a person to wipe you down?
Yeah. No, I don't need someone to wipe me down.
Oh.
I like watching girls with long fingernails whenever they go to text. They don't use the front, they use the side of their finger. And that's impressive. I'm like,
all them chicks are going to have arthritis later.
Okay, guys. Leonardo DiCaprio also seemed to be having some fun during Halloween over the weekend, but he wasn't dressed up. Leo was at a party with his new girlfriend, Italian model Victoria Cerecci, who's 25, of course. Surprise! And she slid her hand down his pants, and not the front, y'all. It was to the back, okay? She was digging his back. What is this? What's going on? Now, my thing is, you dig down the back of somebody's pants. Are you touching the hors d'oeuvres? Like, what's going on?
Well, they went as a ventriloquist and puppet.
Yeah.
That's what it was?
If she keeps digging too far, she's going to find out what's eating Gilbert Grape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, my. Here's the problem for me, though. It's a very, pun intended, tricky situation to stick your hand in that particular area of somebody.
Why? Everybody like back doors every now and then.
Everybody?
Not when hors d'oeuvres are being served.
Wait, I was just surprised that like Leonardo DiCaprio wears the kinds of boxers that my grandpa used to, though.
Gross.
Like, those old man boxers.
He's approaching that age. Yeah. He's on his way. Yeah. Rapidly.
He's definitely approaching the AARP era.
Maybe she was just goosing him to keeping him awake. Maybe he was like getting tightness to go.
Come on, Pops. Time to go. Good game. Good game.
So you mean to tell me that's her giving him a wedgie to wake him up?
Yeah, like, wake up. Let's go.
Well, to quote the iconic Flavor Flav, yeah, boy! My man hit the mic at the recent Atlanta Hawks versus Milwaukee Bucks game of all places to give us a very different version of his artistic skills. Used to hear him rapping, but my man sang the Star Spangled Banner from the depth of his soul. Mm-hmm. Check him out.
Oh, banner yet wave.
Okay. Who's waving?
All the land of the free.
Period. The breath work.
And the home of the brave.
Period.
Of the brave. Of the brave.
Oh,
that,
was
that,
bring Fergie back up. That was horrible with Fergie.
He looks like the Michelin man.
But yo, he killed it, man. Like, I put this above the Marvin Gaye one that he did at the All-Star game. Like, yo, no. Flav put his own spin on it.
No.
Now, there was a lot of people who laughed at Flav for his rendition, but he hopped on social media and said, yo, the anthem was a long time bucket list item. That was fun. I can't live my life worried about what people might say about me.
Well.
And I gotta say that is good for him because, like, yo, Flavor Flav will fearlessly run into anything.
Period.
Like, you know, and just be his full flavorful self Period. At all sure. times. And like, yo, man, later for the haters, do you, bro.
Well, yeah, he did a Whitney Houston call, honey.
Yo, when he hit that high note, like the hand on his clock started just going like that. Like, it was weird. Like, yo, man. Who would have known?
All right, well, moving on to some unfortunate news. The world lost another legend this past weekend, y'all. Matthew Perry, best known for his role as Chandler Bing on Friends, passed away at the young age of 54. Celebrity tributes have started to pour in. Friends co-creators Marta Kaufman, David Crane, and Kevin Bright released a statement saying they are in shock and deeply saddened. Gwyneth Paltrow posted a loving memory to social media and reminisced about their brief summer romance in 1993, right before he hit it big. Guys, way too soon, way too young here.
So unexpected, so yeah. shocking. I mean, he had just released that memoir like a year ago, really telling us everything, things you'd never even known about him, but you knew about his struggles.
Right.
Yeah.
And you had hoped that he was past that, you know, and hopefully this has nothing to do with that, but you just thought he had more in him. You thought he had more life left. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so young.
And he seemed very enthusiastic about life,
yeah,
right? Especially with it being Halloween. Like, because if you follow him on social media, he always, like, you know, refers to himself as Batman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he's a big Batman fan. Mm-hmm. And I just knew he was going to do something wild, you know, for Halloween, surrounding Batman. Even the mansion that he bought because it reminded him of, like, you know, one of Batman's cribs in one of the earlier movies.
Yeah.
So he was in his zone, man. And that book was amazing. And the way he championed for people who were going through, you know, relapses and like substance abuse, he really wanted to be the face of, like, you know, like getting rid of the stigmas that people had about addicts, man. Mm-hmm. So, yo, man, peaceful journey to that brother.
Absolutely. Yeah. We here at Dish Nation would like to send our condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Matthew, and we'll have more Dish Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, after weeks about hearing about Pac and Jada, we finally get to hear a little bit about Will Smith's spicy past.
Finally.
Well, apparently Will had his eyes on Pepper from the group Salt and Pepper. But guess what? Or should I say, guess who is standing in the way?
Who?
Jesus.
Triggity, triggity, Tretch.
Oh.
Oh.
From Naughty by Nature.
Makes sense.
I wanted to mess with him.
Yo, in the 90s, son used to walk around with a machete and a bike chain. I wouldn't have wanted that smoke either. Check this out.
We went on a date. Because I think you had, like, you and Tretch had been broke up for a minute. So in my mind, when I was like, I was trying to spit my game, but I ain't really have nothing. Because, like, you were like, because my concern was that I was going to get killed.
So that was a legit concern.
You know what? Looking at her outfit, I know she wished she would have been with Will.
What?
I mean, her outfit just...
She looked good, I thought.
Okay, so, yeah, y'all.
You know Gary.
Can I just point out one thing? Is it me, or there's a commonality between, okay, so Will, when it came to Jada, he had to deal with Tupac, and, you know, and then when it comes to Pep, he had to deal with Tretch. Is it a little commonality with the type of guys that the girls Will likes? The type of guys that they like tend
dangerous.
To like.
Yeah.
I mean,
bad boys.
Really tough dudes.
Bad boys. Yeah. And so he's like the good guy, but the guys that they're usually involved with.
Women don't know sometimes. Yeah. They don't know.
Tanner, do you feel that from the depth of your soul?
Let me tell you, I show up as the good guy and I get treated like Will sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, who would you rather, like, who would you feel safer around? The person who made Uptown Anthem or the one who got into one little fight and his aunt got scared?
Yeah.
You know what? I would feel safe around the one who knew how to slap the black off somebody.
That's
all right.
How about somebody who's carrying around a baseball bat for me?
Well, all right, y'all. Moving on, child. It's time for...
Didn't See This Coming.
So imagine being married and finding out that your spouse had an OnlyFans page that you didn't know about. Well, that's exactly what happened to former NBA player Joe Smith. Check this out.
I have an OnlyFans page, and he's mad because he's just now finding out about it.
Of course I'm mad if you just finding out about it.
I'm not doing it with anybody but myself, so why should I have to tell you my choice, my body?
Hold on now.
Wait a minute.
It's layers. It's layers to this.
But he looks broke. So, hell, let that woman get a page.
Are you broke if you have a staircase in the house?
Well, it wasn't a swivel staircase. It was a straight up one.
I can take you to trouble and tell you to go for, like, her earlier work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like... I thought she looked familiar, and then when we did the details, we found out...
She looked familiar.
Her name, her real name is...
What part of her looked familiar to you?
The face?
Please, brother, please. Okay, wait a minute. That's
so
why
she's really out there for real, for real.
Yeah, but she's using a code name. How, like, you know, Superman is Superman, but when he got work, he Clark Kent. Yeah. Like, when he when she with her husband, but we know it's Yasmin Pendevis.
But why'd you put your business out in the street for all of us to see?
Now, according to HK, her business been out in the street. We just didn't know.
Yeah. But a lot of people moved off that street, so they forgot. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, she was in a movie called Screw the Right Thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Tanner, take us to break.
You try to put that in your Netflix box right now.
All right, up next is the love is real, y'all. Find out who just got Taylor Swift's face tattooed on them buns. Come on right back. I'm going to be on OnlyFans.
Oh, my God.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
It's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
So a dad from Australia wanted to do whatever it takes to make his baby girl Gemma happy. So he decided to enter into a radio contest to win tickets to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. So to show just how dedicated he was to winning and to prove his unwavering love for his 12-year-old daughter, he tatted the faces of Taylor Swift and her man, Travis Kelce, her current man, on his backside. Oh. Look at this.
Oh,
baby, why?
This is for real?
Unfortunately so.
That's a real needle, y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My word.
I ain't gonna hold you, but that look like our people's Heidi and Frank.
Yeah,
I don't even know that looks like Taylor Swift and Travis.
Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett.
I was gonna give it that too, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
For like the detail and whatnot. It looks like it also could be the movie poster for Talladega Nights 2.
Yeah.
Or Days of Thunder, you know, like the sequel.
I'm just gonna say it. What if, don't everybody hate me, they break up?
I just need to see which cheek is on, because I can't tell what the split is.
Looks like we're
not, we're not doing that yet.
All right, moving on. It is time for a Dish Debate. Okie dokie. So we know for many parents, their child getting married is a time for celebration. But for this dad, it was nothing but drama. Uh-oh. He shared on Reddit that his daughter stopped speaking to him after he refused to foot the bill for her wedding plans.
Period.
He wrote that she wanted him to cough up $200,000 so that she and her husband could tie the knot in New Zealand. Mm. Now, his wife feels that he should do it, being that they can afford it.
Okay.
But the father said he finds it to be a pointless showing of wealth. Mm. What y'all think? Should he bite the bullet and spend the money?
Hell to the no. $200,000 is a lot of money. And to go all the way to New Zealand, ladies and gentlemen, you can get married for $2,000 in New England.
That's right.
And just call it a day,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but y'all got to remember, she said they could afford it.
They could afford
it. So $200,000 to you is a lot. To them, I'm sure it's a drop in the bucket.
Come Money's on. Money.
Melissa, you're married, yeah?
Yes.
Is it not like, is there like a discussion? Should there be some wiggle room between her and dad?
I mean, what at my first wedding...
Does it have to be New Zealand?
At my first wedding, if we're being honest, my first wedding, my dad did not give me a budget.
Okay. He's just,
but I was the first to get married, so I kind of set the precedent for what would happen later on. Mm-hmm. And then my second wedding, we paid. I wasn't going to ask somebody to pay this.
Because there's a lot of pressure on somebody. And I think sometimes if you know, like, if your daughter is flighty, like, yo, I ain't paying $200,000 for you.
Wait a minute.
He knows something we don't.
Like, I don't even like you, right?
What
like,
you so talking about me, though, bro?
I'm picking you up because you knew better than ask your dad a second time.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't dare.
So what you're trying to say is... Daddies don't be paying for weddings no more, that you're trying to say?
They pay for the first, hopefully the only
all
one.
Of them until we're tired of getting married, because I'm your daughter.
Period.
Oh,
daddy's little girl.
So if I were your little girl, would you just keep paying for my wedding?
I sure would to keep you out of my house, honey. Keep going here.
Correct. Well, up next, a person whose daddy would pay for her wedding, a fan gifted Ice Spice a book that would have her saying hallelujah after she reads it. We'll explain that after the break.
But where is Old Zealand? Is that cheaper?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, it looks like after Ice Spice wore that little Betty Boop Halloween costume at a recent concert, a fan thought she might need the good word. So they gifted her with a Bible. The King James Version. Mm-hmm. And Ice took to X to show off the good book with a laughing emoji saying, why a fan gave me a Bible after the show?
Well.
I mean, obviously you was out here showing them something that they felt the Lord should intervene in.
Oh.
Showing panties, shaking ass in a deli.
Yeah. Right.
Like the song.
But a Bible is a good book. It's a nice something to read when you're on your downtime. I mean, you know, she probably felt that with all that red hair, she needed the Lord. So.
No, it was a red. Well, she had the short cut, the Betty Boop cut, and she had the red outfit, and like her butt was like all over the place.
Well,
like her outfit did not secure it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Bible does say present your body as a living sacrifice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they were just trying to let her know, listen, your body is the temple.
That's
and we should not all be seeing what's inside the temple.
A lot of people wanted to take refuge in that temple after seeing
Princess was thieves in the temple.
Going into temple.
You love
it. Y'all are so nasty.
Big fan of temple.
Yeah.
But you gotta meet people where they at. It's 2023.
Yeah.
It should have got an audiobook of the Bible. King James Version. Narrated by LeBron James. And I'm sure she'd have been a lot more prone to listen to it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.